popping on your butt. Stop this.
Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse,
what the f*** wrong with Burpee, it's something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Sean, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
High today is going to be right near, I think we're going to be warm today. We're in the 90s, last day of the 90s on the first day of fall. Today is the first day of fall. It is here, but it's coming in and going out with a bang. So the high today is 91. It's going to be a hot day, the hottest day of the week. But then tomorrow, temperatures fall to fall like. Tomorrow's high is right at 75, and then Saturday is about 78, and then Sunday we're about 75, 76 degrees. 66 on your way out the house this morning if you're headed to the bus stop. Henry Mad out with me in the morning. Y'all, so what's up to Miss Jessica, the Garinette, though?
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Welcome back, big dog.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Also on the Mad out with me this morning. Y'all, so what's up to the committee? Bye-bye.
I say good morning.
Southside.
Good morning.
Northside.
Good morning.
Eastside.
Good morning.
Dub up for the West.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What up, though?
I heard y'all was in here running the show in the ground while me and Jessica was going.
You crazy. You ran this thing up to the heavens.
No, did not.
The heavens above.
We heard it back on the podcast.
The heavens above.
Ooh. You need to come touch some skills. Come on,
the
I got to be
above.
They don't know how to show run.
Woo! The heavens.
Shout out to my man B-Dot holding it down while all week, damn near. Somebody been out all week.
And there's a little scare in the house. You know, COVID is back and it is strong.
Never left.
Yeah, well, yes, it never left. But at one point, my grandmother, my sister, one of my very close friends here at work, and then two of my sorority sisters all had it, all at the same time. Mm. And I mean, they were struggling. Mm. They were struggling with it. But Burp, I saw that your sister has been sick, mm-hmm. and Bubba has been sick, mm-hmm. but it's not COVID.
Right.
And so I think that is what we were experiencing over in our house.
All the kids coming back because she's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
he started
exactly.
school. I think it's all the germs just from mm-hmm. all the kids coming back together. Because my daughter was sick, two weeks ago? So these kids just, you know, they got to get back to washing their hands.
And the sickness resembles mm-hmm. this new strain of COVID
mm-hmm.
That's going around with this really, really bad cough mm-hmm. and the fever and things of that nature. So you think that you have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. It cannot be. You still have to continue to get tested. But yeah, it is not pretty at all.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people get, get sick or catch a little something at the change of the season. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Especially during this time from summer to fall.
Right.
Like I always, like something always, it might not be bad, but from summer to fall, I always catch a little something. I don't know why. And it's never explained. Like, I'm a person that rarely, rarely gets sick, but always from the summer, from summer to fall, yeah, I always get a little under the weather.
And ever since I have known him, I probably can say that he's been sick maybe twice.
Right, right.
Out of the entire time that I've ever known him. He's just not type of person that
one
gets
of the people.
Sick.
Yeah, I'm not.
And
one
so
of the
when he does get sick,
it's
it
bad.
Is to that level,
yeah.
I get really worried.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hold on, because it's so me on the other hand, look, somebody can cough and I'm like, I'm sick. My immune system is shot. So we have to be very, very cautious in our household. But, you know, when he does get sick, I get a little concerned because he's just not that type of person.
Yeah.
And this time it was pretty bad.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, and there's a lot of people out there. Like I said, the changeover in seasons, usually from summer to fall and then from winter to spring. That's my mm-hmm. two times. I'd be like, I don't know what it is. There's nothing I can do about it. It just happens. Yeah. It just happens. All right, so if you out there, you like that, y'all be careful because today is the start of fall. So the next couple weeks or the next week, I might not be here. Be not be back.
And like Murphy said, when kids go to school, y'all watch them. The schoolhouse is a nasty place.
Mm. Yeah, you know, Burpee coaches football. I coach football, and we've had some players that have been sick and come down. Yeah. I know we have on our team.
Yeah.
So and you know we remind them, take your uniforms home, take your practice uniform home and wash it. Wash your hands. Clean that goddamn on locker room out.
Oh, so. That'd be the worst part.
But so you know we have to take precaution too as well. You know, being you know in the football realm. Burp, y'all got a big game this week too. We're gonna talk about that coming up inside the Madhouse. Mm-hmm. Today's inspiration power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Our destiny in life will never be accomplished by our complaining spirit or high expectations. Life is full of surprises, and the adjustments of our attitude is a lifelong process. Consider this. The pessimist complains about the wind. The optimist expects it to change. But the leader adjusts the sail. Ever heard someone say, "I woke up on the wrong side of the bed," as an excuse for their grumpiness? The same people will say, "I was born on the wrong side of the tracks," when failure plagues their lives. And when someone else gets the promotion they wanted, it's because they were in the wrong place. In other words, they blame everyone and everything else for their problems. The greatest day of our lives is when we take total responsibility for our attitude. That's the day we truly grow up. So choose today to grow into all God has designed you to be. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
With Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
6:01, 1 minute after 6 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 91. Last day of 90s for a while, looks like. Yep, fall is here. Today is the start of fall. And sliding right in, we're going to hit this 90 today. And then after that, we in the 70s for the rest of the weekend all the way to next week. A little bit of slight chance of rain for late this weekend on Sunday, but 91 is your high for the day, 67 on your way out the house.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
Madhouse Nation, your Madhouse question of the day. We are asking you, what is your favorite season?
This one right here, fall. I love fall. I call it put that on season. You know what I mean? You know, fall, I think, is the equivalent to summertime for the ladies. You know how y'all ladies wear them skirts, sundresses, and sundress season and all that. And y'all get y'all bodies right for the summer and show y'all stomachs off. For the fall, I think the fall is that for the men. We ain't showing our stomachs off, but it's that put that on season. So I'm going to go with fall.
I am either a fall or spring person. Because summer and winter are so extreme. You know, and summer is hot.
Yeah.
And winter is cold.
That's it.
I like fall and spring because you can get nice, cool, you know, nice days.
Yeah, and I'm going to say why, because mine is like that too, Jessica. I'm going to tell you why I like fall over spring is because spring got all that pollen in it. Fall ain't got
Lord.
And you know, I don't have mercy. Allergies. So I don't have to worry about that. Even if
you don't have them, like sometimes there's so much pollen in the spring, you still catch some of it.
None of it ever bothers me.
None of it ever bothers me.
I do not have to deal with it.
But when it's high pollen count, yeah, it messes with my eyes.
On the other hand, it's bad for him.
Yeah.
But I don't have to worry about.
Bert, what about you? What's your favorite season?
My favorite season is the winter.
The winter. Put your big coats on, your triple fat gooses and all that.
I feel like you dress better.
Yeah, winter for guys, but mine is fall because I don't like it too cold.
You can dress better in the winter because you can, when it get hot, you can't really take too many clothes off to feel cooler.
Yeah.
But when it's cold, you can layer clothing on to get warmer.
Yeah. So fall, winter is definitely put that.
If you know how to dress, then You know, you like the winter.
And you know, I'm the sweatsuit king, so, you know, come winter. Come winter, get ready. I got a whole new lineup.
Not the sweatsuit.
Sweatsuit king, baby. I got a million of them. It's just so easy and convenient in the winter to come to work and throw a sweatsuit on. It's just easy. All right, how do we get in on this, Miss Jessica?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse's question of the day.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
Larry, you and I were actually talking about this on Monday. The Queen's funeral.
Yeah.
But that it was still going on.
How long is it? Never mind. Like, I don't want to tell about it.
It seems as if more people actually watched Princess Diana's funeral over the Queen's funeral, according to reports. An average of 11.4 million viewers watched the Queen's funeral. 33.2 million people watched Diana's funeral over two decades ago in the States.
Wow.
Yeah. In the UK, 27 million people watched the Queen's funeral and 32 watched Diana's.
Okay. Well, that was a little closer. They cared a little bit more over there.
I mean, they would.
Yeah, most.
She would. Yeah. But them folks is like, Diana, that's who we want to see. Did y'all see Megan Thee Stallion?
I did not.
I mean, not Megan Thee Stallion. Meghan Markle.
No.
You didn't see her outfit?
I did.
Baby.
It was one of the ones.
What? Yeah. She showed out.
She
looked gorgeous at that funeral. Gorgeous.
Let me ask you too. Like, if she ever break up with Prince Harry. Mm-hmm. How do you go back to dating regular? Like, how you go from Prince Harry to just a regular Negro? Like, how do you go back to dating?
He's just Harold at this point.
No, he's not. He's Prince.
He's brother still working.
His name is Prince.
He's royal duty.
Whatever.
To them UK folks, they probably run around and calling him Harry. Over here,
What up, Prince Harry?
What up, Princess Meghan?
But if they break up, how do you go back to that? Like, how do you drop,
You mean they get divorced?
Same thing. It's still a breakup.
I mean, you got to move on with life.
But how do you go, as a dude,
So, because her ex held a certain stature, you would not try to...
Really? Yeah.
Why?
It's the prince, Justin. She dated a prince. I can't compare to no prince.
Let me tell you something.
I mean, I'm a king in the United States, but that man is a prince.
If a man out here, and he dated a princess or a queen, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm a bad... know that. We both got titles. You a princess and I'm a bad chick, so...
You know what, Justin? But men always date down, though.
What?
Men always date down. We'll date. Meaning we will date down. Women usually don't date down. Like when it comes to dating, and it comes to dating up or down, men usually will date down over women.
Nah,
women ain't going back.
I don't know if I agree with that.
More than women, they do it more than women. That's what I meant.
Not every time. I will. Not every time. Men do it more than women.
Yeah.
I think that it's probably talked about a little bit more about women doing it, but I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe
that. Like Beyonce, when she break up with Jay, where's she going? Where's she going?
Beyonce a little hood now.
But where's she going?
Somebody get somebody a little hood.
So you mean to tell me that if you had an opportunity to holler at Beyonce, she was single, you would not do it because she dated Jay-Z?
For three! I'm shooting my shot.
What?
You might shoot the shot, but you might land. It ain't gonna last long.
Why?
It ain't gonna last.
Huh?
You got to have some confidence in yourself, Larry.
Oh, don't worry about that. I got that. But you got to also be realistic. It's Jay-Z money, then it's Burpee money.
What? It might not be Jay-Z money, but it's KZ money.
Bye.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie.
No Limit Larry the Morning Man. I'm Charlotte's plug for New Hip Hop. I'm laughing, y'all, because we're here discussing what I just said, that women tend to not usually date down, meaning from guy to guy, like when they date the next guy, it's usually an upgrade from the last guy. Usually. So we were trying to figure out in the celebrity world what woman has dated down after dating somebody like, you know, that's up there. Who did you say, Bert?
I said Whitney Houston.
You said she went from Bobby to Ray J?
Bobby to Ray J.
She didn't really date Ray J, though.
She didn't?
No.
She didn't?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't call that date, but okay. Okay, outside of that, who you got?
Kim Kardashian.
Well, Kim Kardashian date everybody.
She went from Kanye to Pete Davis.
You know what? I saw a commercial the other day with Pete in it, and he got a second look. Previously, I was like, but this little commercial of Kanye, Pete, I was crazy. Like,
that don't,
okay,
Kim, that don't count okay. either.
Now,
that
we were talking about money and status earlier.
You're right, but that don't count, though.
Kim don't date everybody. Reggie Bush, Chris Humphrey. She only dated Dan. After her, he ain't played no more. That's your one. You went to the practice club. Give me somebody else besides Kim.
I told you to date everybody. This is the end all be all right here.
Who you got?
Jada Pinkett Smith. She went from Willard to August Alsina.
August wasn't dating.
Why
was
you
in
got
a whole relationship?
They were in a whole relationship. You were definitely dating.
They was in an entanglement. She was getting put in the pretzel every night. That don't count. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's a Thursday inside the Madhouse. Y'all know what we do about this time. 6:40 on a Thursday in the Madhouse. It's time to get these crazy news stories. That's crazy. Crazy news is being brought to you by Cloud South End. Boy, y'all can join me this Saturday for the Elite Day Party at Cloud South End. But come on out, smoke a little hookah, eat a little good food, and of course, get this good vibe as we hang out at Cloud South End. We going down for the Elite Day Party this Saturday. I'll be hosting that from 6 to 8 on this Saturday. I'm outside this weekend. Outside. Whew. Jessica, what you got crazy over there?
All right, this is actually a sad story, but it's crazy. A University of Tampa student was shot and killed early Saturday morning after he got out of his ride share. He was celebrating his birthday, his 19th birthday with a group of friends, got out of his ride share, and then attempted to get into another car. Now, they don't know why he attempted to get into the other car. But the driver of the other car was in there and thought that he was being robbed. So he shot and killed this 19-year-old in what he thought was self-defense. Like I said, they do not know why he was trying to enter the second vehicle. The man who did shoot and kill him did remain on the scene. He was very cooperative with the officers, and they're saying, you know, any potential charges would be decided by the state attorney's office. So we'll see what happened with that sad story. But
might have been a little intoxicated.
Because the ride share was dropping him off at his house.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, it's no telling why he was trying to get into this other car. But it makes sense, you know, for the driver of the other car. That's a very sad story.
Mind your business.
What you got, Bert?
Did y'all see this video of that man that was just, he was in McDonald's. And he was just, they were just tagging off on him. It was a black guy.
Yep.
And they were just laying, I mean, I don't know what was going on. But there's more video that came out. He fought back. And when I say he fought back, the boy had pulled out a hatchet. Pulled out a hatchet out his book bag and was going to work. I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny.
He laid people up with the hatchet.
Listen, he was literally standing there at first, and it was like 2-3 people just punching him dead in the head. And he was just sitting there eating them, like, didn't fall or nothing. But when they stopped punching him and it was his turn, Larry, it was like Laura Croft in Tomb Raider.
Wow.
But they did not know that he had it.
Yeah.
He went into his book bag.
Yeah. He went to that book bag. Don't fight nobody with no book bag.
He started hitting the tables. something was mentally off with this man.
Yeah.
Because one of the other things that was very, very frightening to me was the way that he was getting into the woman's face.
Yeah.
There was a woman that was sitting there. She was eating. She was sort of like trying to stay out of the way because the whole situation was happening around her. And he was in her face with that hatchet.
I go to drive-thru.
Yeah.
He hit her date. Whoever she was with, he hit her.
Listen, Larry, when I say the boy was eating them punches, it was 2-3 dudes just swinging. And he was just sitting there like, oh, this is it. When they stopped, he was like, all right, my turn.
That was crazy.
All right, my turn. They pulled out a hatchet.
Wow,
I got a crazy story. You remember like the first time you do something, you kind of really don't know what's going on and you don't know how to do it? Well, this happened to a man in Houston. This was his first robbery, guys. He went into a restaurant. He went in there and he had a gun. And he went in there and asked for change for a $100 bill. When the person at the cash register turned around to go, you know, check and see if they had the change, he pulled out his gun and he turned back around and he demanded the money. And the manager was like, no, I'm not giving you no money. They ended up having a full-off argument about this money, why this man got a gun. And then the man just stops and says, I can't make this up, y'all. Hey, this is my first robber.
Oh, wow.
Don't even worry about it.
Okay.
And left without getting anything.
Don't even worry about it.
You know what? Sir.
We better get that money, because now you got to worry about your boss.
I got two things. First of all, manager, person, don't argue with nobody with no gun. Second of all, sir, You might need to go practice somewhere else before you walk in the store. You might need to go over your lines and your script before you go in there and really try to run. Because everybody ain't the same. Everybody ain't going to just get the money up, as we saw in this story in Houston. Houston crazy in itself, though. That's what's crazy this morning inside No Limit Larry and Morning Mad How.
Start your day off right.
Let's get it.
With Queen City's number one plug for hip-hop and R&B. The most lit in the morning.
My favorite time to listen to probably the morning show.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. High today. It's going to be right near 91. First day of fall. And right about now, it's about 67 degrees on your way out the house.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out in Boston. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'ma tell a whole city that you shine. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. I'm trying to let shine.
Good morning. I'm trying to let my husband shine this morning. Travel Mize, he has been so awesome. We've been together for 15 years. And he treats me like nothing but a queen every single day.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So
love
beautiful.
It.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Good morning. I want to let my son, Taliban Jay, shine this morning because my boy is an upcoming senior. I want to let my goddaughter, Moochie, shine because she's a volleyball player and she's in 7th grade. My nephew, Ari, my nephew, TK, my nephew, Zion, my godson, Carter, he's on his way to school as well. Let all these little babies shine this morning.
Love it, man. Good morning. Who you want to let shine this morning? Let me put the right
name.
Who?
Benjamin. He's an outstanding student, athlete, and he's officially now a big brother.
Shout out to Benjamin.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to
shine? I'm here to tell you about September this month.
Yes.
What up, Ahmad? He over there working. I gotta go get him, Ahmad. You gotta wait a minute, okay?
What
song you want to hear today, Ahmad?
She make it wet.
You want to hear She Make It Wet? Why you look like that, bro?
I'm not looking like nothing.
Yes, you are.
Nope. You're not going to put that on me.
You got the video I sent you the other day of the man in the alley? Never mind.
What?
All right, man,
come in the alley.
I got it. I got the damn video and don't want it. Like I said in the group chat, what is No Limit Larry's algorithm set to for him to receive videos like that? That's what I need to know. What is your algorithm set to?
Hold on,
what do you be searching for you to receive videos like that? That's what I want to know.
Did it just pop up on my time?
No.
It popped up on my time. I swear.
That is because of your algorithm.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's somebody on my page that I followed. It was on their timeline and it popped up on mine.
You still following us?
No, Jessica. Hush.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on here?
Hello, nosy neighbors. This is Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, September 22nd. Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears' child molestation lawsuit has been dismissed with prejudice after the plaintiff, known as Jane Doe, released a statement. It said, "My family and I have known Tiffany Haddish for many years, and we know now that she would never harm me or my brother or help anyone else do anything that could harm us. We wish Tiffany the best and are glad that we can put all of this behind us." Woo-wee! Tiffany Haddish was seen on TMZ yesterday, and when asked about it, Tiffany says, "I have lost everything. I have no jobs, no gigs, lost everything due to this situation." Eric Holder was found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of Nipsey Hussle. He was scheduled to be sentenced today. However, that will not be happening. His sentencing has been moved to November 3rd. Ray J took to social media to accuse Kris Jenner of getting him blocked from going live on Instagram. He posted a video saying, "Kris Jenner, you've been working 24 hours to stop me. Y'all don't want to respond to what I said, but y'all want to get me blocked from all the sites. You cannot silence the truth." Now, Rihanna hasn't given fans any new music, but her older music is still doing big things. Her Diamonds video has officially received 2 billion YouTube views. This is her first solo video to hit the milestone. She's also had 2 debuts that have also reached this status. This is What You Came For and Love the Way You Lie. Diamonds first came out in 2012. Congratulations to her. Happy birthday to Moneybagg Yo and Michael Rainey Jr. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Just
Jessica, Jessica.
News report.
The neighborhood.
Power 98.
Big Bag birthday today. Shout out to Big Bag. Big Bag's got a new single dropping tomorrow, too. It's called Blow. So be on the lookout for that. It might have dropped today. It's either today or tomorrow's dropping. Because he said he was dropping it just in time for his birthday. And shout out to Tyreek. That's Tyreek from Power, right?
Yes.
Michael Rainer Jr., yeah. Little badass, little boy on TV. Little badass. Huh?
Y'all still mad at Tariq?
Yep, little badass, little boy. He shot his daddy. Who? I'm going to be mad at anybody to shoot that daddy, Burpee, wouldn't you?
In all the circumstances.
It was a television show.
I don't care. You still shot his daddy. Shot to that. How you gonna
his
shoot
television,
your
television, Dad? On the show.
You know you got daddy issues.
Who got daddy issues?
You might have a little.
I know daddy issues. I love my daddy. My daddy.
You can become a stripper.
We all love Larry.
Baby, I almost got the juice. Boy, you better shut up over there.
What?
The Brian Hayes become a stripper.
What you become when you got mama issues? Because you got mama issues.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know what you become. I love B word.
It took too long to get there. It took too long to get there, man.
Not funny.
Nope.
Justin told y'all the Nosy Neighbor News about Rihanna. What did she say about Rihanna? Yep, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. That is right, big dog. It is 7:40, and it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Libra Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, mad? Are we mad, mad?
Mad is being brought to you by Club Amnesia. Join me tomorrow night at Club Amnesia, the brand new nightclub on Wilkinson Boulevard, 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. Live for the night, forget about tomorrow. Club Amnesia, come join me tomorrow night, man. It's gonna be crazy. You know how we do it. Get in there. All right, today Larry is mad. Hashtag Larry mad. Hashtag I know you freaking lying. Hashtag ain't no way, but ain't no way. I know I always tell y'all, get y'all kids. Well, today I'm saying get y'all damn bus driver and get y'all ass out the 60s. This ain't the damn 60s. We got to go. We going down to Georgia. You know some parts of Georgia still think we living in the 60s. Georgia, Mississippi, places like the Alabama. They think we still Louisiana. In some of them places, they still think we got two water fountains. The Watts only water fountain and the Colors water fountain. Well, down in Morgan, Georgia, a bus driver has been fired for an incident that took place on the bus where this man told a six-year-old little boy, you can't sit in the front of the bus. You got to sit in the back. The little boy was sitting there, and he snatched the little boy up and tried to make him go to the back. Now, everybody knows school bus policy all over the United States of America say younger kids supposed to sit in the front. The man say, not this young little black six-year-old boy. He not sitting in the front of my bus. He got to go to the back. So he grabbed the little boy and tried to put him in the back. And the little boy, 10-year-old sister, stood up for him and said, get your hands off my brother. It sounded something like this. What is a pain in the neck? You're a pain in the neck, sir. This is not the damn 60s. We can sit in the front of the bus now, thanks to Miss Rosa Parks. You know what I mean? We can sit in the front of the bus. This man looked like he was out there marching with one of them white sheets on, Burpee. Did you see this man?
I did.
he looked like he didn't even want to be driving these black kids. He's been fired, as he should have been. The moral of the story is, this ain't the damn 60s. No mess around and get your ass whooped, sir. Tell you, bro, I always tell people to get their kids, get your ass out the 60s before you get hurt. Because I've been, whew. Boy, listen, I'm tricking, bro.
I see. All right.
Listen, I drove my car through the bus. Through the whole damn bus with the man under the car.
No, there's kids on that lane.
Yeah, I didn't let them get out first. He'd have had a BMW emblem on his back.
Boy.
Yeah, with a Pirelli tie streak over his face.
I'd have ran up on that bus.
Huh?
I'd have ran up on that bus.
I'd have followed him home. I'm sorry, y'all. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Ooh, it just got under my skin. Ooh, it just got me there.
No limit,
It's Thursday, so y'all already know what that means. It's my favorite day of the week. Ayo, Larry, hit my hot game. Shut your dumb ass up. Let's get right into it. First on this list. Larry, there was a man who scammed people out of $800,000.
I saw the story.
And he was scamming them because he was pretending to be an African prince. Now, how you going to scam somebody out of being an African prince? And you know what his name was?
What was his name?
Daryl. You can't scam nobody about being an African prince, and your name is Daryl.
I can't get jiggy with this.
His name is Daryl R. Adipo.
Not Adipo.
Adipo. And Adipo ain't even spelled in the African way. You know how sometimes you can tell when somebody got a little African in them from their last name or a part of their name will let you know. Nope, nothing from him. Guess where he from, Larry? Ohio. Hit my hotkey on him, Larry.
Daryl from Ohio. Damn.
Tell the people. Dumb ass up. Tell the people he Prince Akeem. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Daryl named Joffy Joffa.
It was 14 people and he scanned them out of $800,000. Hit my hockey on them 14 people there.
What?
On the 14 people. They
shut
stupid.
Your dumb.
You're dumb.
Up.
You just scanned out of $800,000 between 14 people. That's a lot of money.
They were getting it up.
14 people. That's a lot of money. Y'all are the dummies for getting scammed by this man. He don't even. There he looked like I could see if he said he was a West Indian prime minister, but a prince? A prince? No, I ain't with that one. Next on the list, Larry, I know we all talked about this. Ime Udoka. The head coach of the Boston Celtics.
Mm, 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 mm.
They say he's facing possible suspension.
Mm.
And it just popped on my phone that he could be gone for the entire season next year.
Man, they wait for that.
Now, I'm not going to hit my hockey on Ime Udoka because he was fooling around with one of the female staff members. Hit my hockey on the Boston Celtics, Larry.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Let that man cheat in peace. Who is snitching?
Shut your dumb ass up.
Who is telling on him? Who is telling this man business?
They said it was consensual.
They said it was consensual. What the problem is, if she said okay and he said okay, why is he getting suspended? If he getting suspended, she better get fired. Hit my high key on him.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Whoever snitched, they the ones that need to be suspended for the whole basketball season. Hit my high key on whoever snitched.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Let this man cheat in peace. You know what? I know what it was. Nia Long, they probably was role playing, and Nia Long told him, "You ain't swing your arms like Cuba Gooden did in Boston."
don't do my Nia like that.
Shut your dumb ass up.
That means she back on the market.
Nobody has said that they filed for divorce or that they're single.
I'm just asking.
But I'm just saying, first of all, you can't find nobody named Ime Udoka and he getting side women. You got to give him a little prop on that, man. Hit my high key on
in
the seven.
In his country, he might be alive.
Shut your dumb ass up. He's from here, not in his country. Now, hell, if anybody should have...
It ain't Ime, Burpee.
That's my point. If anybody should have pretended to be an African prince... It should have been Ime Udoka. I would have believed Ime Udoka was an African prince, but Daryl from Ohio, hell no, I don't believe him.
So Ime is not African?
The name, yeah. But he went to University of Texas Southern.
No, he did not.
He went to one of them schools.
He's
Larry.
Nigerian. Ime
Udoka. No, he's not. He from here.
He got to be.
That's the African scammer prince. That's what it was. It's a scamming scheme, Larry. I got it. They got the stories mixed. I put it together. I'm MacGyver. Get my hockey on both of them, man. Get out of there. Shut your dumb ass up.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his
No cap.
All right, this Know the Neighbor News Quickie is being brought to you by Monarch Room. You know, each and every Saturday night, we at the Monarch Room, 2016 North Graham Street, 2016 North Graham Street. You want to come party with us this Saturday? I'm in the building, I think. Bud in the building with me this Saturday night. It's going to be crazy, so you want to come party with me Saturday night. Going to be live in Monarch Room. We're going to have tickets on the way for you coming up at 9 o'clock doing Black Smart. But yeah, every Saturday night, we have Monarch Room. All right, in this edition of the Know the Neighbor News Quickie, Nelly said, give me my damn credit. Nelly is saying that he is solely responsible for the price hike of the Nike Air Force One. He said, I made it popular. I put it on the map. You know, he said, Nike, no, me and Nike did not have a deal when I dropped the song in 2002. And he said he was asked in the interview what was his favorite shoe. And he said that was his favorite shoe. Then he went on and made the song about it. And he said he made the stock in Nike Air Force Ones go up. You agree or disagree with this one, Bert?
I believe he played a part in it. But, I mean, inflation was bound to happen.
They jumped pretty quick. They started out like $45, $50.
They were like $56.
Now they like $120 and up.
You're right.
And he said...
But people were wearing them before.
Yeah, they put them on the map.
I think he gave it the notoriety that it has. But people were definitely wearing them like that. They wanted Air Force One. We used to call them Flaves in Virginia. I don't know what y'all... Did y'all call them something down here?
Not Flaves.
I think they call them Uptowns in New York. Yeah. Something like that.
We just call them Air Force Ones.
Oh, okay.
We call them Air Force Ones.
Oh, okay.
White on whites. Yeah. My white on whites.
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
But I think he definitely brought notoriety to him.
He said he received no residuals from Nike. He did receive a thank you, and they gave him like one check or two checks for, you know, for helping or whatever.
What did he receive residuals for?
He said he made it popular.
But he also said he didn't have a deal.
He didn't have
a deal. So what you going to get residuals for?
And he had a deal with Reebok. I think his deal with Reebok had just ended or something like that.
What was that clothing line he had? Vocal.
Applebottom and Vocal. He created Applebottom.
Vocal.
Yeah, Vocal and Applebottom is Nelly.
Yeah. Was Vocal shoes or just clothes, them tank tops?
It was more than tank tops, Burp.
Oh. He had Vocal Band-Aids?
Yeah, he had, not Band-Aids, but he had Vocal headbands. He had Vocal everything. Everything clothing. Yeah.
Nelly looked like a whole basketball player in his videos.
Yeah. He go for real.
Headband.
He go for
real. He had a wristband. No, he can't hoop.
No, he go for real.
He can't hoop.
I hoop with him. He can. He played basketball.
He did not make Air Force Ones hot. They were already hot. He just brought notoriety to them.
Nah, I have to agree with B-Dot on this.
You saying he made Air Force Ones hot?
I think he did. I would have to agree with it. Yeah, I think he did, Bert.
Nah.
I mean, you know, I think I'd do a deal first and then make the song.
Yeah, I don't think he made them hot.
But he definitely made them hot.
Nah.
I'm going B-Dot.
That's because that's your friend.
Who, B-Dot?
No, Nelly.
Oh, yeah, that's Big Dog.
Ain't nothing wrong with saying that. I'm just saying I disagree with what he's saying.
So you think he should have received some residual checks?
No, he ain't signed no deal.
He ain't signed no deal. He ain't signed no deal then.
Ain't nobody on the paperwork.
Just to say thank you, though.
What?
You don't think Nike
you said they sent him two checks?
I mean, but...
That's thank you, ain't it? I'm pretty sure I want $100 check.
I don't know what it was. He ain't give me nothing.
And he probably get free shoes. Let's be honest.
Yeah, he probably do. He probably do get some.
What else do you need, Nelly?
Nothing. You right, Bert. We out of it.
He's so
I don't know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Wiki! I got a situation. What's that mess? Always something.
I got a situation. Got your
Charlotte's Club, Purdue Hip Hop and R&B Medicine for the Day situation being brought to you by the Millennium Tour. Just got out the phone with my little big brother Bow Wow. Say he about to tap in with the Carolinas, let them know that the tour is coming October the 8th. You want to make sure y'all got y'all tickets.
Huh? Is this the Bow Wow challenge?
What do you mean?
Is he lying?
What's saying what?
Saying he going to tap in with us.
No. He for real.
Oh, okay.
My little big homie. He said, matter of fact, he's got to check in on Monday, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we was going to do it tomorrow, but
Monday ain't here yet.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, yeah, gotcha. He's letting you know he's breaking the tour, man. Him, Mario, Terry Hilson, Lloyd Pleasure P, and everybody. Crime Mob on this thing, Lil Scrappy, Franchise Boy.
2002 to 2006 Atlanta.
It's going to be crazy. October the 8th Spectrum Center. Make sure you check it out. I can't wait. It's about 2 weeks away. It's about 2 weeks away, man. We're going to be taking over the Spectrum Center. All right, Burp, you got today's situation.
Yes. So we got a letter from a guy. I got a DM from a guy saying his girlfriend is mad at him. His girlfriend is mad at him because his ex has been calling consistently, constantly, texting consistently, constantly. And she also did it while they were on vacation.
Okay, so he's on vacation with his current girlfriend and the ex keep calling. Gotcha, okay.
Right. The ex kept calling. She's upset just because he went on vacation with his new girlfriend. She doesn't want him to have a new girlfriend.
It's over. We'll get over.
Please get over it. So the girlfriend gets upset and says there's no reason she's acting like, there's no way she's acting like this for no reason.
Women are crazy.
What are you doing to this girl? And he said, I'm not doing nothing. Here, look at my phone. Look at the conversation between her and I. There's nothing there. I'm not going to give you my phone. I don't care how innocent I am. I still ain't going to give you my phone. But he shows it. She's still upset. So he wants to know, Madhouse Nation, what should he do with his girlfriend being upset because his ex acting crazy? Now, she's crazy. When I say nuts, I mean nuts. She was trying to prevent him from going. I'm surprised she didn't jump on the boat and go to the cruise. I mean, I don't know them. I'm just saying, from what I heard.
From what I heard. That made me laugh. So what's his question?
He wants to know, how can he get his girlfriend to believe that there is nothing going on between he and his ex?
570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. You crazy women, call in and let us know. How can he convince another crazy woman that he ain't doing nothing with the crazy woman? Okay?
So, new information has come to the Madhouse. The person who set this situation also said that when he and his girlfriend were going on vacation, they were going out of the country, well, to the Bahamas, and he needed his passport and his birth certificate, which were at the old house he used to live in.
Oh, that's a whole lot.
In a safe.
From what I heard.
When he went to go get it, it wasn't there. The ex, a.k.a. baby mama, had moved it and hid it so he couldn't leave to go to the Bahamas with his new girlfriend. Along with everything else that happened on
it. I don't condone. Never mind. Let me show
you. Don't do it. Don't do it.
You're right.
Don't do it. Say it, Larry. Don't.
Out of town shooters. In town shooters bring in town problems. Out of town shooters.
We wanted to know. He wanted to know, Madhouse Nation, what can he do to convince his girlfriend that he's not fooling around with his ex? She's just El Pollo Loco.
Make it look like an accident. Good morning. Go ahead with your comment.
Okay, so I don't think he's doing nothing with her. I think that the girl is just trying to mess up their vacation because I did that one time. I didn't even want the guy until he left. And then when he gets out of town with his new girlfriend, I kept calling her phone and his phone just to make it awkward.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, my God. Oh, you really is crazy.
I'm petty.
What, you petty?
I'm a Virgo. I'm a Virgo, and we gonna get revenge. It was a point. I didn't even want him until he was there. I just didn't want him there. Mm. And when he came back, because she put him out, I didn't want them again. Mm. So she just doing that just to mess up they vacation.
So why was you acting like that? What did he do to you?
Rejection. You know, rejection makes you think that you're in love and feeling all kinds of emotions that you're really not feeling.
True.
Rejection is more powerful than love to me. It's not to make you think things that's not true.
It's either rejection or injection.
Next caller. Go to the next caller.
She got it.
Good
morning. Go ahead with your comment.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah. My man got to set a boundary. If he ain't messing with his ex, he gotta set that boundary or block that number if he wants his current relationship to work. That's just, you know, being in that experience.
So you say he got to cut off completely. He got to stop talking to her.
Yeah, for sure. For right now, just to cool things down, we're going to have to let that go.
I don't know. Who's that in the background?
Oh, I thought that was your phone, Larry.
No, that's somebody in the background talking.
No, that's my work radio.
Okay. Oh. So let me ask you this. Bert, from what you heard, do they have kids?
Say it again.
From what you heard, Bert, do they have kids?
From what I heard, they have children together.
So he can't block the number.
Right.
Yeah, he can't do that. So that ain't going to work.
But they had the age where they could do for themselves.
From what I heard. Good morning.
What's up, Nolan?
What up, big bro? Go ahead, what you coming?
But ain't nothing he can do. For sure. These women, once they know something, they think they know it. He ain't coming back from it. You better off pretending he's from Africa or something, bro.
Africa?
He's dope, bro. Like the dude that got caught, y'all talking about earlier?
Yeah, gotcha. Idime Oduka.
Ain't nothing you can do when the females got it locked in that you somebody that you're not. Actions don't speak louder than words in that aspect.
Start your day off right.
Let's get it.
With Queen City's number one plug for hip-hop and R&B. The most lit in the morning.
My favorite time to listen is probably the morning show.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all, it's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Burp, what's today's situation?
Today's situation, from what I heard, there's a guy who went on vacation with his girlfriend. They went to the Bahamas. She gets upset with him because his ex, a.k.a. baby mama, was just trying to ruin their entire vacation. She just didn't want him to go on vacation because he's in a new relationship. It's that simple. So the girlfriend thinks there's no way she's acting like this for no reason. What are you doing to her?
All right, let's go to phone lines. Good morning.
What's going on, dog?
What's going on, big dog? Go ahead. What you got, man?
Not much. All I got to say is homeboy better go over there. Talk to mama, do some little cooking and stuff, and then start massaging her and stuff like that. And then later on, they say, mama, where my stuff at real quick and stuff. You know, after that steak is sweet and juicy, she going to give it up. That's all I can say.
Okay, thank you, big dog. Pat Adier, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead. You got to come in.
I do.
All right, go ahead.
The question is, what should that guy do about his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Not a damn thing.
His ex-girlfriend.
Not a damn thing. If he's telling the truth that he really didn't do anything with her, let her drive herself crazy so that way he don't have to. I don't suggest anybody do any extra work if they are telling the truth. If that person don't want to believe him, that's on them. Let her ass drive herself crazy till she leaves.
Hey, amen. I agree with that. Thank you. Pot out of here, good morning.
What's up, No Leaf?
What up with it?
Ain't nothing, man. I ain't talked to y'all in a while.
But, I know. Go ahead with your comment, big dog.
First of all, the new girlfriend got to realize that the baby mama / ex probably bitter, so I mean she gonna throw things out there, and the boyfriend gotta realize if the new one don't trust you, why are you there anyway? You know what I'm saying? Because the relationship's based on trust. So if I ain't got that trust from you and I'm giving you the right information, you know what I'm saying, and I'm not involved with her and you don't trust me, I don't need to be with you anyway. So he might be looking into getting a new one. That's what he might need to do.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. So Madhouse Nation basically telling Lil Bruh, man, you're gonna have to either deal with the crazy or you're gonna have to just put your foot down. That's what I think. I think he needed to just tell his girl, listen, I'm not messing with her. You either gonna believe me or you're not. I showed you the proof. He already showed her his phone. Now ain't nobody doing that. You got to be soft as cotton candy to do that.
Why you gotta be soft, Larry? Why can't regular love just be hate?
Why can't you just
be honest and truthful?
All right, then I ain't got to show you my phone. I already told you what it is. He better grow a pair.
That's not having a pair. Just cause he's trying to show his lady that, look, this is what is not happening.
I already told you that. That's it. You gonna believe what you want to. I ain't gonna go through.
Or it could be also a case of some people are just batch crazy.
She is crazy. Anybody that won't let you have your passport because you on vacation with another girl and we ain't been together is crazy.
Psycho.
Super psycho.
And I've been trying to tell, I mean, from what I heard,
from what
his friends
tell
us over.
People need help.
Some people do need help. I do think that therapy will play a part. Will play a part for her, for the ex.
Don't she got a man or something? Oh, my, from what I heard, don't she got somebody? Why are you worried about what I'm doing?
I don't know about. From what I heard, from what I think.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them.
From what I heard, and if you got a couple of them, why are you worried about who I'm over
here? Why'd you worry what's going on over here?
Right.
Why? Let it go.
You and the pretzel upside down on the dresser.
From what I heard, this dude is a great father, take care of his kids, take care of his responsibilities. Ain't got nothing to do with you no more.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, go on.
Lady, ma'am, know this story is not about me. Stop DMing me. This one ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, it got something to do with you.
No, hell it don't.
It just ain't you.
I ain't had nothing to do with it.
These your people. Murphy, get your people.
Larry, butter. One thing we know, never tell Larry.
But what I heard, baby, I'm just playing. You know, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Well, yeah, no,
he told you he was a snitch.
He did. He said he was a snitch. He said it a while ago.
Why you think
you're
gonna keep
that? He said it a while
I
ago.
I didn't even say that. I'm just joking with Burp. All right, man. If you got a situation, you can send it to us. MorethanBadHouse2Ds@gmail.com or you can slide in our DM or hit us on Facebook, slide in our inbox. We got you. The situation. We say the situation. We don't say names. We don't say names. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, baby. You know what time it is. Time to play Black Smart. Let's meet today's contestant.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. If not, we're taking your hood black card, all right?
All right, all right.
Oh, God, no.
You got two categories. Burpee has category number one.
Black rappers.
What? I got you category number two. In the movie.
What?
I'm going to do it in the moment.
In the movie?
Yeah.
In the movie, Best Man, what actor played the best man?
Clay Diggs.
You understand the same category, or would you like another one?
What was the first one?
Black rappers.
Let me say the same one.
In the movie, BAPS, it starred Halle Berry. What did BAPS stand for?
Black American Princess.
You got it, baby.
You won!
Dandy DNA. Oh, your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. Dandy DNA. Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. Dandy DNA.
You win!
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
Because you are Black Smart, we are going to send you to go check out the Monarch Room this Saturday. It's going down. No Limit, two in there.
Yeah.
No Limit Larry in there. DJ Butterfinger's going to be in there. And now you will be in there, VIP style, 2016 North Graham Street. But you got to tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Power 98.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm one of them. Believe that. I ain't one of them. And I can be one of them. 598 WPG, Charlotte's Pub for New Hip Hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is, boy. It's 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending.
Oh. Trending topic. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98 no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98 no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. Yeah. New Hip Hop and R&B. That's a hashtag. Yeah. Power 98, the plug, no, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
Y'all already know, trending topics being brought to you by Club Amnesia. We in there tomorrow night. I'm in there, so come on and join me tomorrow night at Club Amnesia. All right, Jess, what you got trending over there?
Michelle Obama is hitting the road, our forever first lady.
Come on, forever.
She's
first
doing
lady.
A six-city tour to support her new book. It's called The Light We Carry, Overcoming in Uncertain Times. She describes the book as a collection of perspectives and practices that she's used to keep her afloat amid uncertainty. So she's going to be sharing some of her personal stories and lessons that have helped her along her path. The tour is going to begin mid-November in Washington, D.C. It's going to end in Los Angeles in December. Is it coming to Charlotte? We'll go to our website, power98fm.com. I have all the tour dates.
Cliffhanger. I see what
good
you did.
Mm.
I see what
good
you
sale.
Did.
Good sale. Good sale.
Well, give me a couple of minutes because I haven't posted it yet.
All right.
Give me a couple of minutes.
I bet.
It's going to be
I
up
bet.
There.
I bet. I bet. Bert, what you
don't act like I did that just because Randy in the
you
room.
Did, you did.
No, I always tie it back to our to my blog.
But you tell what it is. You don't leave us hanging like
that. It's
all good. Bert, what you got? We're not seeing your brown nose.
Don't do that. Randy, my girl. Listen, let me tell you who I love.
All right, all right. Go ahead.
I love
go
me ahead. Some okay, Randy.
Go ahead, go ahead. Okay. Go
let me
ahead.
Tell you who I don't like.
Okay. No, I know. No.
Go
no.
Ahead,
no.
Ahead,
no. 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 Stop right there. You came in hot from earlier. Stop right there, Jessica. Stop right there.
Okay. Because I tell you who I don't like.
Right, go ahead.
Trending in the matter. I'm what on the line.
Yeah.
If, Trina's trending right now. Because, have y'all seen the video?
That. I saw that.
Trina was on wrestling last night. Y'all know I'm a diehard wrestling fan.
As soon as I saw it.
Come on. Somebody already sent me the video.
I said, Burpee's going to have a field day. Trina on wrestling. Oh, my God.
Ashley sent me the video already. She said, LOL, what?
Tell her what I've been doing.
But Trina was on there. She did a good job. She did a good job, actually.
She did?
Yeah, she did. She's like, I see you. Don't worry about it. I see you now. What's up? What are we going to do now? I said, okay, Trina, get that wrestling ring.
But did she
make
fight?
That thing.
But did she fight, though?
No. It was just a little tense moment. And then the wrestler walked off.
She didn't fight, though?
No, she didn't fight. Not right there. I think they're trying to set something up.
They're trying to set something
up. Because, you know, Kevin Gates, he was on the same one, and he punched the wrestler. It was the same company.
That's what's up.
I like it, though.
They involved in celebs and stuff.
Yeah, DJ Who Kid was on there last night, too. They had a whole bunch of rappers out there.
You going to get on that?
Huh?
You gonna get on
I that? Will. Don't Larry, don't test me. I jump on top rope.
I body slammed you in the ring.
Didn't, Larry.
I got the video, Burp.
You jumped off the top rope on somebody else.
That wasn't you?
No, stupid.
I gotta go back and look at the video.
I got the video. You got a video of a whole white man.
Wait. I swore I elbowed you in the head.
No.
That wasn't you? Okay. I was in the moment. I will say this. When you in the ring, it's different. You just see everybody. I was in the moment.
I ain't helping nobody else no more. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What I got trending is Mike Tyson is trending. Everybody's talking about this story where him and Fat Joe was on the podcast and Mike tells a story about the time he tried to get Remy Ma to stay at his house. Mike say he offered $500,000 and a brand new Beats. Just... Mike, offer you Mike Tyson, offer you $500,000 cash, brand new Benz, spending the night.
Am I single?
Yeah,
absolutely.
You gonna bust it down for Mike?
You know what Remy Ma said? You know what Remy Ma said? Fat Joe, get me out of here.
Get me
you
out
gonna
here.
Stay with Mike Tyson?
What?
It's an indecent proposal, Jessica. I mean, just to say that
he offered her a car
and
money,
$500,000
to spend the night
in my bed with me. I'm Mike Tyson.
Why are we not taking it? Why are we not taking that advantage? I'm single, right?
Yeah, you're single.
I'm not tied to nobody.
Nobody.
Why am I not?
Because it's Mike Tyson.
Indecent proposal was the woman was married, so she had to sort of work through that.
That's true.
I am
single. You said, what's wrong with Mike Tyson?
No, I said, what's wrong with Mike Tyson?
He got a bronze ear sitting on his nightstand. That's what's wrong with Mike Tyson.
So this is my question. Was it before the earbuddy or after the earbuddy?
And
Larry, I
would tell him no Biden.
Her and Papoose been together for a minute now, so I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have told this story if her and Papoose were together when it happened.
Right, so that's what I'm saying.
So this had to be a while ago.
It was a while ago. It definitely was a while ago. So my thing was it before the ear biting or after the ear biting? Because we didn't really know Mike was crazy.
So y'all telling me that ear biting would make a decision?
Larry, Mike Tyson was whooping ass before he got in the ring.
He was a boxer.
No. Before he got in the ring. He was whooping the boxer's ass before he got in the ring.
Come out. Y'all telling me that an ear biting situation while they were in the ring boxing would prevent you from getting $500,000 in a car?
Well, that's I'm not sleeping with Mike Tyson.
So, hold
on. You're saying that like that's normal. It's not. Yeah, at all.
That screams psycho. You bite somebody off just
during a boxing match. There are rules. There
I'm not
are
boxing
rules.
Boxing you down.
Okay.
So you're going to spend a night. Right. You're going to get the money and the car.
Randy and Jessica said they stayed in my
car. Who are you
house.
Thinking that? Who's a woman that's just like crazy? Randy, who would be a woman that's crazy? I can't.
We just talked about
Not her. Password. Not password. She ain't obviously ain't got no money. So, but who would be a woman that would be like the equivalent of like a Mike Tyson?
That's crazy, like that. Not Jocelyn. Jocelyn is
Jocelyn. Yeah.
Okay, so let's throw Jocelyn.
Definitely busting Jocelyn.
Thank you.
Tied up everything.
Nope.
Oh, Burpee, I call Cap.
I call Cap.
Y'all gonna spend the night. Mike Tyson and Jocelyn gonna have y'all doing cocaine out of 15.
Are you sitting on this radio right now saying that if Jocelyn were to offer you $500,000 in a car, you would say no?
I-N-G-L-E again. Y'all by hanging out the on
curve. Love to be laughing. Morning, Madhouse. Charlotte's Pub for New Hip Hop and R&B. Remy Ma said she got out of that. Jessica said she didn't do it with Mike. She said, I don't know why, but she said she didn't want the $500,000 at a new Benz.
All right.
Precious can say less. $500,000 in a new Benz. I am tying her up like she is aunt auntie's pretzel.
Listen, now, Larry, you said one.
I'm sick of Burpee in his life.
No. Lizzo can come. Now, if Lizzo made me that offer with the ass out dress, oh, yeah. I'm going to bust Lizzo down.
So, Lizzo.
Yeah.
And not Jocelyn.
I don't like Jocelyn. I just don't like her.
It doesn't matter about the whole.
I don't like her.
You are sitting up here and you are telling lies and no, I don't like that.
No, I just said Lizzo. I just said There's nothing wrong with Lizzo.
But Precious.
Stop it.
Huh?
Stop it.
Precious ain't a real person.
You said, like Burpee said, yesterday.
Precious ain't a real person.
Well, you know what I mean, though.
Don't.
Hell, Gabby Sidibe.
Same person.
Nah.
Don't get it twisted. Back in the day, like Mike Tyson was an attractive man, like,
and he had herpes, gonorrhea, crap. Yeah.
Well, no, hold on.
Now you're doing too much. See, Brandon,
that completely changes the story.
What? So you don't know Mike Tyson's story?
No,
I personally do not. I am watching the Hulu thing right now, and they have not gotten to the STDs.
Oh,
they got
to that point.
Okay,
not gotten to that part yet.
Okay,
all right,
man. Somebody may ask
questions. That changes the story.
Every day we ask y'all a question for the Madhouse question of the day, # MHQOTD. Jessica, what was that question today?
We asked you, what is your favorite season?
Tyree let us see us having a voice. Say, come on now, I'm a summer baby. Booty shorts, sundresses all summer long. Yes. Hershey Kisses 82 said, fall. I love sweatshirts and sweatshirt time. She said, when is sex season? Fall is love season. Okay, big dog. Okay,
wait,
big
what?
That's what she said.
Winter is sex season, fall is love season.
That's what she said.
Winter is sex season, fall is love season.
I would say spring, summer is sex season because you just want to go ahead, bust it down real quick, and then go on about your business.
It's too hot.
It's too
hot. But in the winter, you want to stay inside. So I would say that's
why you
be
in the
like,
house. Never mind. Certified said spring. She said spring, and Philly Nick said, I'm with you, Larry. Sweater and boot season in the fall. And because of birthdays, Thanksgiving, and Christmas right after. But Christmas is in wintertime, but okay.
Let's see. Styles by Kai said summer because I was born in it and I love the weather. Tierra Loves Her Children says spring because of the weather. And everybody else on my page, every single person said fall.
Fall. Fall is that
everybody
season.
Was fall.
I got fall for football. I got
football. Fall.
People putting the little leaves.
Fuck
emojis.
Fall too.
Let's see. Somebody said the cold, sweaters and boots, and all the pumpkin spice. You're black.
What's wrong with that?
Black people like pumpkin spice?
Yes. Like 6, 7.
We
like,
have been Jessica's through this conversation.
She's a part of the pumpkin spice.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you don't like
it? No, Jessica didn't like
it. Not a, but I do have my best friend. She's a pumpkin spice
Keisha.
Girl. Uh-huh. Keisha's a pumpkin spice girl.
Pumpkin spice girl. I see what you did, Jessica.
But I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, you did.
I'll take it. But I do know there are a couple of black people that do the pumpkin spice. It's not as popular as it is in the other persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
The other persuasion, you know.
Gotcha.
It's more of like a, you know, like Lowry spice for us.
Yeah.
It's pumpkin spice.
I gotcha. All right, coming up Saturday, Madhouse, by the road call. You can road call with me. Please jump on my live today. I am No Limit Larry. I'm on all the smoke.
I left out of hand.
Oh, my page.
All the smoke.
My page at I'm Just Burpee.
Y'all went to go talk to the kids and came back to a true madhouse. Nah, my goodness.
They started hiding him.
Hiding him, my girl.
I didn't even need to turn on my heater. Add Hey Miss Jessica on it.
Complete your morning routine. Turn up the hip hop. We roll up slow. Moments when you ask how my day go. It's No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.